What is a Faraday bag for putting your cell phone in, and how does it help you?
So Faraday bag, it's a sealed enclosure, and it's derived from the Faraday cage, the work of Michael Faraday, a physicist in the 1800s who first understood how these electromagnetic fields work. And he understood that by creating this sealed enclosure, a cube if you want, that it doesn't have to be a cube, but that we can actually shield ourselves from these particularly radio frequency microwave exposure, all this wireless, we can actually shield ourselves. And a Faraday bag is another main, so it doesn't have to, like I say, it doesn't have to be a cube. So it's a sealed enclosure, and you put yourself in this bag. Lord knows how you're supposed to breathe. So these bags are specially designed, and they're like a mosquito net kind of material, except they're way more sophisticated than a mosquito net. And we can use these can be used in a as a bag, or there's a canopy, a bed canopy, and you can shield the whole bed. So it's just another way, another form of shielding. And these canopies and bags, they do work. Obviously, you need to buy from a reputable company, but we can effectively shield from these different frequencies using this principle.
What is earthing and how can we use it to protect ourselves from EMFs?
So earthing is quite simply reconnecting with the beneficial direct skin contact with nature, with the earth, with the physical and earth, and thereby reconnecting with the beneficial energies of nature. Because even though you don't think about it, when you're actually in contact with nature, like walking barefoot, then there is an electron transfer. We get these beautiful negative electrons from back up from the earth, which we need, and we can discharge these man-made EMF exposures, which we accumulate because we're walking antennas, and that is what earthing can do very simply. And we can there's you can earth by going barefoot, swimming in the sea, and then there are different devices which you can buy, so you can earth in your own home also, which is less good in my view, less safe. And there are even those that say that earthing is not safe, but in my experience, where I live, and through the people that I've spoken to, that then broadly it is of benefit. And as with all of this EMF stuff, it's really a suck it and see. You try it, you listen to your body, listen to your body, and you know, you make your decision.
What is the potential for the dangers of 5G as a result of appliances outside of cellular devices, for example, synced up appliances?
So yeah, so it's this smart world, 5G, Internet of Things, because really 5G doesn't actually mean anything specifically. So I gave a sort of a definition or an understanding of it, but it means a whole load of different things. So it can mean the millimeter wave. In some countries, it's not, but it's the next generation. But exactly what form that takes depends on where you live. And the 5G goes with this IoT, Internet of Things, and it's this notion that machines are communicating amongst themselves. And that is goes hand in hand with this smart world, these smart homes and these smart cities, where everything is communicating. And it sounds amazing. And you know, you open your fridge and you're down to your last drop of milk, and your refrigerator will send a signal off to the grocery store, who will send out a drone and bring you back in, fly back in some more milk and so on. Yeah, fantastic. But again, we're back to what does all that mean in terms of the health consequences? You're filling your home with this radio frequency microwave radiation again, which thousands of studies are showing that there are this long list of adverse biological effects and linked to many, many serious diseases.
Why do you say we have captured agencies in charge of the cell phone industry? What is the relation between the cell phone industry and the FCC, who's supposed to regulate them? What would be the advantage for organizations like the FCC permitting 5G and claiming that it's not harmful?
Money. I was reading this morning, Verizon is pumping 45 billion into 5G. So if they're pumping, that's a company. What do companies want to do? They want to make money. if they're pumping 45 billion, that means they think they're going to get out more than 45 billion. They're going to get a profit. And that's what companies want. And this is all about, you know, this race, which you were talking about before, it's actually a race for profits. That's all it is. It's greed. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I love that entrepreneurial thing. Okay. You know, we all want to live a nice life, but not at the expense of our health and, you know, not at the expense of the health of humanity. This is really what it boils down to. And the FCC, clearly captured agency refers to a report which came out in 2015, a Harvard report, where it was clearly laid out that there are these revolving doors between the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, which is supposed to be regulating the cell phone industry, and the cell phone industry. For instance, Tom Wheeler, who was the head of the cell phone industry, he then became the head of the FCC. Now, how can that work? Obviously, it doesn't. Well, it works in their interests. And that's all in both of their interests, but not in the public's interests. So, yeah, and there's just the whole thing is really, and this is really, I don't focus on this, but it's there. And it's really just rather a dirty business. And there are decisions which are being made which are not in the public's interests. Let's put it like that.